education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And we are talking about power protection, how to protect yourself really year-round, but it's especially important this time of year with the electrical storms that we ain't seen nothing yet, actually.
I'm looking at the Lightning Busters website.
Uh-huh.
To protect your home,
yeah,
livestock, or any other structure. I never considered my livestock when I was thinking about lightning protection.
Well, yeah, because you know they stick their heads into those electronic feeding devices.
Oh.
You know?
And now I'm seeing how that fits in with Rosie a little better even there.
Milkers with
there's the obvious,
surge.
But the livestock thing really ties it in.
Do you imagine, though, if that were to happen? Somebody cooking steaks today?
Computers and livestock. You never thought you'd see the mix, but here they are.
Hey, we can make it all work. Shall we go to the phones?
We should go to the phones. I'm going to remind people we have actually a free line open right now at 602-277-5827. That's the number to get in. Chuck did in Glendale. Chuck, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good. Thanks for finally answering my phone.
Well, we have to make you wait so that you really, really appreciate this.
40 minutes?
Actually, hang on.
You were at 38 minutes.
Hold on. Hey, Chuck.
Technical.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Hold, please.
No, we're here. We're still here.
Thank you.
You've got DSL questions, and we are the answer guys.
I am not too knowledgeable on computers. I'm trying to go from a dial-up, which I'm getting tired of waiting for 5 minutes to load up.
Yeah, no one has dial-up anymore. That's the old stuff.
To a DSL.
Okay.
Now, my son's trying to help me set it up because I don't have have enough knowledge, nor can I get down on the floor to do the equipment.
Okay, so you've already ordered it. You got your equipment.
I got the equipment. Earthlink gave me a real good deal, so I went with them. And my computer, I live in a mobile home. And my computer is like about, according to the following the wall is like about 15 feet from where they put the phone jack in.
Okay.
My question is this. Earthlink sent me a phone cord, but it is only like about 12 feet.
Okay. Just use whatever was plugged into your from the wall before into your modem.
Yeah.
You can just take that and use that same cord to plug into the DSL modem that they sent you. It's just a standard phone cord.
Oh, okay. You do not need the phone cord.
The one they sent you is probably a different color, but it's exactly the same kind of cord.
Yeah, the only thing you have to have is there's the little filter that they include.
Yeah.
So that your DSL and your phone can share.
Go into all the phones.
Right. The filters. People commonly get this backwards. The filters are actually for the phones, not for the line where DSL is.
Yeah, that's what we're finding out. Yeah.
And something else people don't understand a lot is that DSL is on your regular phone line, so it happens on the same line, and it doesn't. It's not like when you're on the internet where your phone line's taken up. It can be on all the time, and you can be talking on the phone at the same time.
That's one of the reasons I'm going there because that and the speed. Yeah.
Yes, it's a great way to go.
Yeah,
that's if you don't have cable.
Okay.
Cox cable's faster.
No, I don't have cable. No.
Yeah.
This is fine. All right, that answered my question. I don't have to make arrangements to move my whole computer stand then.
No, not at all.
Yeah, no. Just a regular phone line, a phone cord that you get from Radio Shack or wherever you buy it from.
Yeah,
that'll work just fine.
It may be easier.
I'm already hooked up. Yeah.
It'll be a lot easier to move the jack in the house anyway than it is to move the computer. So
you're right.
Yeah.
No, just get your neighbor out there and just have him pull on one end of that phone cord.
I've already got the phone cord hooked up.
You stretch it.
Yeah, you just stretch it. You can just kind of pull real, real, not too hard, but you can kind of get another foot or so out of that 12-footer.
Well.
I'm kidding!
No, use the cable you used to use, and that should work just fine. You should have no problems. And again, if you're somebody out there thinking about getting DSL, it is a little bit confusing that it's not something separate from your regular phone line. It goes on your regular phone line, and it can be used at the same time you're using your phone for faxing or talking, whatever else you're doing.
Yes. All right, take care.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Chuck.
But does the length of the cord make any difference?
No.
Well, I mean, to some extent, yeah, but I...
Keep it under 1,000 feet.
It shouldn't have a problem as long as you don't get ridiculous.
Yeah, the problem with extra cord is that you trip over it and, you know, it's easier to get caught and stuff. But other than that, you're fine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
It was well worth the wait, wasn't it?
It was. For me or for you or for him?
For somebody.
How about for Vince? Let's see if it's worth his wait. He's in Phoenix and he's got questions about downloading music legally.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the RIAA.
Yes,
people.
The Recording Industry Association of America.
They're coming to get you. They're coming to get you.
Yeah, well, they keep whining about this, but I've never seen anybody say, you know, you can go to this website and do it legally.
There are many places you can go legally and get music.
Yes.
There is.
And you can there's places that you can get music legally for free, and there's places you can get music legally for pay.
Now, I got an email one day about a place called centralmusic.com.
I wouldn't believe anything that you get in a spam email. I would never take the advice of something that somebody sends you via spam as, yeah, that's a place to go.
Vince, I'll tell you what. As a part, are you a newsletter subscriber of ours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what we'll do is in our follow-up newsletter today, we'll actually give you a list in our follow-up newsletter of places that are legitimate places you can download either free or, like, Apple's got their Apple Store now. You can download if you have to have a Macintosh,
right,
to make
Don't
it work.
Don't say Apple to me. Yuck.
Yeah. So that, I'm just saying that's just one of the many places. MP3.com.
eMusic.com.
A bunch of them.
Napster version 2 is coming. They should be out by Christmas, and that'll be a service just like the old Napster, except for you pay per song or per album or you know, you pay like a monthly one-time subscription fee that lets you download unlimited for the month. They have all kinds of different fee structures coming out there.
Understand, Vince, the reason why you can't do what seems like an obvious thing for us to be able to get any piece of music from any artist, anywhere kind of thing. The recording industry is built on this old way of selling CDs and you know, controlling and having this inflated cost of the CD help pay for, like, the top 10 artists, the top 10% pay for the other 90 that don't make any money. And so their business model doesn't allow them to quickly transition over to this where we just download a song for 99 cents.
They're slowly coming along, though. They're making it, and it's going to take a little bit longer, but it's getting better and better all the time.
Yeah, I thought it was funny with this Central Music. I saw they have various engine or programs you could use to download music, and one of them happened to be Kazaa.
Yeah, see, that's one of those what they call file sharing communities.
Okay.
And so that's basically skirting the RIAA because you can just get the files for free. The problem with that is the quality of the files are you know, up and down all over the place. Half the songs are cut off. Sometimes, right. Often cases now, like if I'm a new artist and I'm trying to get my music heard, I'll upload something into the Kazaa network that looks like a Madonna's latest song.
Wow.
You name it something people, popular, people get it and hear it, and then...
Wait a minute, this is not...
Well, but I kind of like it, huh? It's not bad.
Who are these guys?
Right. They're trying.
So, I mean, you know, there's all that going. It's the wild, wild west when it comes to stealing music.
It's the spam of Kazaa.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Point-to-point virus sharing.
Kazaa.
See that a lot.
Yeah, so just stay tuned to our newsletter. We'll get you some links to some legitimate MP3 download websites.
Dokie.
Okay. Thanks, Vince.
Bye.
That's a great question, though. A lot of people have that. You know, I mean, I don't think by nature people want to steal. It's just that the convenience.
It's easy. You don't have to drive. You don't have to get anything. And they are starting to catch on. You know, like the Napster 2 that's coming out looks like it could be something fairly cool. I don't know if you've been reading up on what it is, but the recording industry is actually participating with Napster to put out a new release of Napster that allows you to do either per song, per album, or you can pay a one-time, you know, a monthly fee, and it's not that unreasonable.
It's
you can eat for like $30 a month or something, and I mean, you can just go crazy if you want for that. So
the problem is none of them have all of the artists and all of the labels and all. So that's the thing, that as you go through this, Vince, and everyone else that's interested in this, you just need to look at what's available. You need multiple websites because some have deals with some labels,
right.
Others have deals with others. So your favorite artist may not appear on a lot of these sites because they're on a different label.
And the artists are hoping with the name recognition, I think, that this Napster 2 will you know, they'll be able to take and latch onto this thing. So they're hoping to get on the majority of artists to participate in that thing.
Help you get your MP3 on.
You dang right.
Are we good?
We're going to take a quick break.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to remind people if they want to subscribe to that newsletter to get those tips and to find out where you can download MP3s legally and some places for free.
And we're getting emails asking, what's the address for Lightning Busters? It is lightningbusters.com, but I think the reason they're asking is maybe they're spelling lightning wrong. It's LIGHTNING for lightning.
How else would you spell lightning?
Lightening. If you're doing, you know, improper spelling.
I gotcha.
I've seen it people.
You know what? There's another thing. We'll put it in our follow-up newsletter as well. So
of course.
If you can get to Data Doctor's website, I'm almost assured.
I've already put the link up on our website right now.
Look at you.
I know.
Go to datadoctors.com, click on the radio show, and you'll see a link to Lightning Buster's website there. And
already.
Stay tuned to the newsletter that follows up the show, and you'll have it in your email box as well. So either way, you're good to go.
It's the Computer Corner. We'll be back right after this.